SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Donald Trump is huddling with allies at the Army-Navy football game. He's taking in one of the most storied rivalries in college sports while spotlighting his emerging national security team. Mr. Trump hosted Apple CEO Tim Cook for a dinner last night at the President-elect's Mar-a-Lago Resort. Mr. Trump says he's recently spoken with Cook about the company's long-running tax battles with the European Union. Also on SRNews.com, abortion fights between the states heat up.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. Prescriptions like these made online and over the phone are a key reason the number of abortions has increased across the U.S. even after state bans started taking effect. Most abortions in the U.S. involve pills rather than procedures. Pro-life groups are increasingly focusing on the rise of abortifacients. Keith Peters reporting.
Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz says it's vital that Congress extend the Trump tax cuts.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was so critical for the success of our country and the economy under the Trump administration. I mean, two main components of the Tax and Jobs Act for small businesses, the 20% tax deduction and the immediate expensing, were huge, huge opportunities for small business people to reinvest in their businesses.
Ortiz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A large number of mysterious drones have been reported flying over parts of New Jersey in recent weeks and have more recently been spotted over New York City. The FBI is among several agencies investigating and has asked residents to share videos. This is SRN News. Congress will consider a ban on sex change operations for kids.
Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas has introduced the Safeguarding the Overall Protection of Minors Act. It would make it illegal for a doctor to perform sex change surgery on anybody under the age of 18. Marshall says, quote, "The days of demented doctors and activists getting rich off mutilating and sterilizing children are over." A growing number of states have already passed their own measures outlawing such procedures on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeship programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Department of Labor had touted its plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs. But business groups say the rule change would have driven up their costs, reduced their flexibility, and ultimately decreased participation. This is SRN News. GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas lays out a host of complaints about China's influence in the U.S. in a new book called Seven Things You Can't Say About China.
This is the whole point of the book. Are there certain things that almost anyone faces reprisal, threats, job loss, cancellation, if they say about China?
Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Brazil's Supreme Court says federal police have arrested General Walter Braga Neto, a member of former President Bolsonaro's cabinet, in connection with an alleged coup plot. Braga Neto was formally accused by police in November, along with Bolsonaro and 35 other people, of a plan to keep the former leader in office after his defeat in the 2022 elections. Braga Neto was Bolsonaro's chief of staff from 2020 to 21. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.